Rosh Hashanah Per Gimel Mishnah Hey. Shava Hayovel LeRosh Hashanah. Yovel is similar to Rosh Hashanah. It's the same. L'tkia, when it comes to tkias. So first the Rav says, B'pshutim, which is the Ya'el Pashut that we said in Mishnah Gimel, which had its horns that were very straight. The Ya'el, seems it's the ibex. Also could be an animal called the Gemsbach. Some say that the Gemsbach is Gishmak. And even though the tekiyas that are done on Yovel are for totally different things, the tekiyas that are done are not a tefillah type of tekiyah, it's a zikaron. And the simin, that the avodim would go free and all the fields would return to their original owners, that's what Yovel's about. Nevertheless, we need it like the same shofar as Rosh Hashanah, because there's a gzeirah shavah, the Torah uses the same word, the word of shvi, that all the tekiyas of Tishrei, the Chodesh HaShvi, should be similar. Which therefore means that the tekiyas that are done this Yom Kippur, which is on Yovel, are going to be similar to all the other tekiyas that are normally done. Which means that it has to be from the same type of animal, the same type of shofar. And the other pshat the Rav brings is that the tekiyah means the amount of the tekiyas, the minion of the tekiyas, how many we blow. And when the Mishnah tells us for lebrachos, and that the Yovel brachos were the same to Rosh Hashanah, it's talking about Shmona Esrei, that they would daven the same amount of brachos, malchias zichronos for shofros, like we do on Rosh Hashanah. So too, they would do it on Yom Kippur. So on that Yom Kippur, the davening, the malchias, zichronos, and brachos, those brachos that were said, they said a Rosh Hashanah dika davening, in the Shmona Esrei, like first of all explains. Rabbi Yehuda omer Rosh Hashanah toikim b'shal zichorim. First of all, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says on Rosh Hashanah, we don't blow with the Ya'elim, pshutim. Rather, we blow on Rosh Hashanah with the Ayil, that's kafuf, a ram that has a curved horn. But when it comes to Yovel, that's when we use the Ya'el Pashut, the straight horn from the Ya'el. Why? So Tosfos Yontif brings, the Rebbe Yehuda held, that it's better, just like a person, when he has humility and submission, where his body would be in the same type of shape as a shofar, not standing up straight and erect, but rather curling his body like a shofar in tefillah, that's the best way to blow a shofar. That's the type of shofar one should use on Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbi Yehuda says, on Yovel, which is a simon of cheres and an announcement, we blow it with a straight shofar. And Rabbi Yehuda did not hold of this gzeirah shavah that we compare the shofar of Rosh Hashanah to the shofar of Yovel. This is all Tosfos Yontif says from Tosfos and the Ran.